Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
It's right before Christmas, and everyone I know is making last-minute preparations. There are meals to be planned, cookies to be made, and gifts to be bought. Ask any kid, and they'll tell you the most important part of Christmas is the gifts. And I, for one, agree. According to the dictionary, a gift is defined as an item given to someone without the expectation of payment or return. This Christmas season, the gifts are everywhere. We just need to look around. There are the obvious presents under the tree being eyed and shaken and otherwise analyzed by kids in anticipation of Christmas morning. And the thing running through most kids' minds is the hope that the box contains a toy, not underwear or socks. These are the gifts that we as parents try to put into perspective. We enjoy giving presents, but we don't want the kids to make presents the main focus. Christmas is about so much more. Some members of Congress would have us believe the greatest gift was the huge tax cut they passed. Since this is a political show, I just thought I'd throw that in. And while it's true that this is the largest tax break in decades, and I might add, long overdue, it's still not the most important part of Christmas, although it is a promise kept, and for that we're grateful. Closer to home, we enjoy the gift of family. In our case, that means 20 people all together in one house with cousins sleeping on floors and couches. Years ago, we had 27 people for Christmas, and at one point, all of them were in the kitchen at the same time. For those with smaller families, it can be intimidating, but for us, this is what family's all about. It's chaos cloaked in good food, a sense of belonging, close relationships, and love. Christmas is a chance to relive centuries-old traditions and to pass those traditions on to the next generation. As our kids marry, new traditions are brought into the family, and the cycle continues. As Kenny Chesney famously said, "This is the good stuff." But as huge a gift as it is, it's still not the greatest gift. As I said, gifts are the most important part of Christmas, and the greatest gift ever given was the gift of Christ, whose birth we celebrate. He is a gift given by God without reservation. Jesus' journey to the cross began in the town of Bethlehem, a town that exists today. It's his birth we celebrate, but what we're really celebrating is a gift, God's ultimate gift to mankind, the pathway to salvation and eternity with him, if only we would accept it. Remember, there are two players in every gift, the giver and the recipient. It's up to us to receive this gift. We also celebrate 14 years of bringing you this broadcast. It's our pleasure to bring clarity, perspective, and insight to the world of politics. If you find these broadcasts helpful, please remember you can keep us on the air, in the legislature, and in the courts by going to MontanaFamily.org and making an end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation. We look forward to 2019 and the chance to bring a Judeo-Christian perspective to the rough-and-tumble world of politics and public policy. From the entire staff of the Montana Family Foundation, we wish you a very merry, blessed, and Christ-filled Christmas.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.